me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I
over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. Welcome to Blind and Beyond. This is your host, Michael. And do we have a show for you today? That's right. By the way, if you want to call in, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss.
That's right. But we love the sighted folks listen to our radio show. We say we are the bridge between the sighted and the blind community. That's right. We have a radio show that's supposed to be fun, entertaining. Hope you learned something. Today, we're going to be talking a lot about stress. What happens to you when you have stress? But before we begin everything, I'm going to introduce What's who's in the studio? To the left of me is my beautiful wife, Lynn Golder. Are you here?
I'm here, taking a big breath, regrouping, beginning the show. Welcome everybody to the February 19th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my right, Mr. Charles Brooks.
Good evening, everyone.
And right to the right of me, in between him and me, is his beautiful wife, Dawn Brooks.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be back with you.
You got to talk a little bit closer to the mic because we can hardly hear you.
Her seat is too low.
Okay.
My seat, yeah, I'm, yeah.
The hydraulics are shot.
The hydraulics shot, and I said it threw me away.
Okay.
And what about on the other side there?
Oh, yes. I can't forget my main
without
man.
Without him, we have to leave.
That's right. Without him, we got to walk out.
I ain't
Chris
for
Shaw
all
is
that.
Behind the scenes. Chris Shaw is behind the scenes. Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing this evening?
Okay.
Is it Sunday, Chris?
It is Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
You know, what's today? Sunday.
Sunday, that's what Chris
I'm losing my mind already.
I
have
a choice
to make it.
I'm
joke. Losing my mind.
See you tomorrow when you blink your eyes.
Yeah.
It's
Sunday,
our Sunday
again.
So
there
yesterday, we went to a Villages. That's a place not too far from here. It's called the Villages.
About an hour northwest of here.
And we met some nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck and Helen. Chuck and Helen, if you're listening, welcome aboard. And I want to say happy birthday to Helen. Helen, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And I'm going to say 21, Helen, because I hope you are. What? What are you saying, Chris?
I don't know. Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Birthday shout out.
There you go.
All right.
Birthday shout out.
It was very nice meeting you guys.
Yeah,
at the
very
Vision,
nice meeting you, Helen
Vision
and
Expo.
Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
so.
I would like to give a quick shout out. Just
you
want
to shout out to somebody now?
Yeah, I do.
No
I'd
kidding.
Like to give a shout out to Rick Dressler, who was instrumental in helping us hook up with the Iowa Department for the Blind. So we want to thank him, and we will be meeting Emily Wharton in the second hour. But thank you, and hello there, Rick.
Hey, folks in Iowa, if you're listening today, don't forget to call in, say hello. You can call anytime you want during the show. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Charles.
Do you have any shout-outs,
yes.
Charles?
You got anything I do, as a matter of fact.
Big foot under the table here, Charles.
Well, I'm this...
Tell everybody
chair.
How tall you are. I'm looking down in this.
Hey, folks,
if
you don't know how Charles is 6'8", believe it or not, Charles.
Is it 6 foot? I thought it was 7'1".
No, 6 foot eight.
Chris.
Tall enough.
And I'm stretched all the way across
and he
the
is,
table.
Just so you'll know, he is a vet. That's right.
Air Force.
Air Force vet.
Yes, I am a veteran. You say vet, people think
like
of animals and so on and so forth. No. Okay. Yes, I do have a shout out. And my shout out is regarding two things. The first is March the 4th at Crane's Roost in Altamont Springs. The Lighthouse of Central Florida is having their Sight and Soul Walk. It is a walk to raise money for the charity of Lighthouse of Central Florida. It is a very exciting thing.
Are you going to walk?
There are booths.
Are you going to walk?
I'm going to walk in my area.
Okay, in your area. Okay.
Yes.
He's
going
to schmooze.
There are booths. There are hundreds of people that come out and
crowded.
Walk.
Yeah.
And there are teams. Pardon me. And the Greater Orlando Chapter of the Blind. Greater Orlando Chapter of the Blind has a team that will be walking. They are the GOCB, Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, walkers.
Now, folks, wherever you are in this country, if you want to give a shout out, if you want to say what's happening in your area, just call us up and tell us or write to us. By the way, our website, You can write to us at our website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
But wait a minute.
What?
I wasn't finished.
Okay, go ahead.
So, go to the Lighthouse of Central Florida website. You will find the Sight and Soul Walk listed there. And then go look at the teams. Look for the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind's walkers. And make a donation. Any amount. It is going to the Lighthouse of Central Florida. It is for a good purpose.
So, you hear all that? And by the way, wherever you are, you have something to say about any organization, wherever you are, whether you're in Iowa, whether you're in Boston or Philadelphia, you have something to say about something that you're involved with, call us up. 407-894-1680 or write to us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Look at our website. No problem. Our website is there for you to look to see what's happening. Maybe you want to listen to an old show. Or our shows are there since the beginning of our, let's just say in April of last year, they're all there, every show. I want to start talking about right now about stress. It's not just that it did me in, but you should learn all about stress, about what it does to your body. And we're talking about a whole lot of things it does to your body. We're going to talk about this segment and next segment. Charles wants to talk to you about, Charles?
Yeah.
About how to relieve some of that stress. Right?
Exactly.
Well,
why don't you do that?
Oh,
now,
you
Charles?
Want me to do it
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
I mean,
giving your permission.
Well, no. I mean, how do you get stressed? Let me ask you that.
How do you get stressed?
How do you get
well,
stressed?
I'm sorry. What?
Too
are
much
you
work.
On this are you on this planet? You don't have any stress? Are you telling me nothing bothers you?
I don't let anything bother me.
Oh, well, you're the lucky one then. Because some
nothing
of us, like
bothers
me,
you?
Everything bothers.
Okay, I'll take that back. I'll take that back. You know what bothered me earlier?
What?
Tonight.
What?
Tonight.
What?
At about 5-ish, about 6 o'clock. Someone came into the radio station and hit this mug, and this mug is sitting here now.
I see it. I see
and, it. And it's a mug from, oh, Don, am I talking? Okay, my bad. It's this New England Patriot mug that's sitting here. That stressed me earlier today. How about that?
Oh, I forgot you.
Well, Patriots. Penny, I'll play it for you because you're always picking on me.
She's gloating here. I saw it, too. It's a beautiful it's not. What is it, a mug?
It's a mug.
Yeah. It's off the Eagles.
Fancy, black and gold. It says Patriots on it.
But anyway, stress. We every human being does with stress. Some bothers you, some doesn't bother you. Me, it. I guess you'd say there's certain things bothered me. What relieves me, believe it or not, I love listening to sports. That relaxes me. Music, of course, relaxes me. I guess you'd say even sometimes my wife yelling at me even relaxes me.
Because, that one's good for you.
Yeah, that's good for me. But a lot of things bother me.
What about playing with the doggies?
That I guess it makes me feel good playing
right.
with our dogs.
Yeah, that does lowers your blood pressure, actually.
That's good stress.
Now, you
really.
See, what bothers me, of course, is, I guess you say, certain things that happen in this country with politics bothered me, and I took it to heart. A lot of things bothers me. I guess you'd say when I was in the business world, I had the stress of business. Oh, we're going to break. Don't go away. Stay right there. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a whole lot more coming up.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention led by the infant and toddler development specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Orcam Glasses, remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford. They have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available, and as they say, cost you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties. Orcam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call Orcam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit orcam.com.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483. We are back. That's right. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's right. Now, I want you to all listen right now to this audio. Listen to very carefully. Maybe you'll learn something about life. Chris, you're on.
Are you sleeping restlessly, feeling irritable or moody, forgetting little things, and feeling overwhelmed and isolated? Don't worry. We've all been there. You're probably just stressed out. Stress isn't always a bad thing. It can be handy for a burst of extra energy and focus, like when you're playing a competitive sport or have to speak in public. But when it's continuous, the kind most of us face day in and day out, it actually begins to change your brain. Chronic stress, like being overworked or having arguments at home, can affect brain size, its structure, and how it functions, right down to the level of your genes. Stress begins with something called the hypothalamus-pituitary-adrenal axis, a series of interactions between endocrine glands in the brain and on the kidney, which controls your body's reaction to stress. When your brain detects a stressful situation, your HPA axis is instantly activated, and releases a hormone called cortisol, which primes your body for instant action. But high levels of cortisol over long periods of time wreak havoc on your brain. For example, chronic stress increases the activity level and number of neural connections in the amygdala, your brain's fear center. And as levels of cortisol rise, electric signals in your hippocampus, the part of the brain associated with learning, memories, and stress control, deteriorate. The hippocampus also inhibits the activity of the HPA axis, so when it weakens, so does your ability to control your stress. That's not all, though. Cortisol can literally cause your brain to shrink in size. Too much of it results in the loss of synaptic connections between neurons and the shrinking of your prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that regulates behaviors like concentration, decision-making, judgment, and social interaction. It also leads to fewer new brain cells being made in the hippocampus. This means chronic stress might make it harder for you to learn and remember things, and also set the stage for more serious mental problems like depression and eventually Alzheimer's disease. The effects of stress may filter right down to your brain's DNA. An experiment showed that the amount of nurturing a mother rat provides its newborn baby plays a part in determining how that baby responds to stress later in life. The pups of nurturing moms turned out less sensitive to stress because their brains developed more cortisol receptors, which stick to cortisol and dampen the stress response. The pups of negligent moms had the opposite outcome, and so became more sensitive to stress throughout life. These are considered epigenetic changes, meaning that they affect which genes are expressed without directly changing the genetic code. And these changes can be reversed if the moms are swapped. But there's a surprising result. The epigenetic changes caused by one single mother rat were passed down to many generations of rats after her. In other words, the results of these actions were inheritable. It's not all bad news, though. There are many ways to reverse what cortisol does to your stressed brain. The most powerful weapons are exercise and meditation, which involves breathing deeply and being aware and focused on your surroundings. Both of these activities decrease your stress and increase the size of the hippocampus, thereby improving your memory. So don't feel defeated by the pressures of daily life. Get in control of your stress before it takes control of you.
Caused my blindness. The doctor said I had too much cortisol in my brain. If you have a lot of stress, it causes many things in your body, one of which could be blindness. And that's how I went blind. Being a very competitive person, I started a radio show called Blind and Beyond. Blind and Beyond is a radio show which is very unique, very different. It's fun, it's informative, and let's just say it's a lot different. It's catered to the visually impaired and the blind community, but we're also a bridge for the sighted community. We like the sighted folks to call in. It's a talk show. It's every Sunday, 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And all I can say is, whether you're sighted, whether you're visually impaired or blind, you'll love this show. Because it's different. We talk about a lot of things, but one of which is about blindness and how it affects your families, yourself as a human being. We try to be always positive. That's my message to everyone, being positive. And don't forget, don't be stressed out. Because stress, as I said, causes a lot of things, one of which is blindness.
And that is the latest promotion that we're putting on the airwaves now. So a lot of you may be hearing that promo that we're putting all over the country about stress. We missed the beginning of that promo. It starts off by stress. That's the first few words that you missed.
Right.
But for those who are putting on your websites and tuning in to all over the country for the first time, you might be hearing that promotion that we're running. So we're running that promotion, and that's what the show's all about. Not just stress, but that's how I went blind, was due to stress. It affects you many ways. Let's talk now about doing some things to avoid stress.
Alleviate
them. Charles.
Well, Michael, you know, there are several different ways that you can alleviate stress, avoid stress. And stress affects us many different ways. It affects blood pressure. It affects our hearts. It affects our well-being, because when we get upset, we get angry. That affects us, and it has something to do with stress. But I want to talk about ways to relieve or avoid or alleviate stress, and that's through doing stuff that relaxes you. Do you have a hobby? Some people like to play golf. To me, golf is very stressful, but it's a different kind of stress. People like to bowl. Competition, competitiveness causes stress, but at the same time, when you are active, it relieves that stress. You have a hobby like tending rose bushes, or perhaps baking. Some people like to bake. Other people love to cook or sew or quilting. All of these things are activities that can relieve your stress.
Charles, I got to interrupt you for 1 second, Charles. The phone number here to call in, if you want to discuss anything that Charles is saying, call up. Tell them how you relieve your stress. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Go ahead, Charles.
How about working out? Do you like to work out? Or perhaps you made a New Year's resolution to lose some weight, say 5-10 pounds. Well, working out, that physical activity that you do, walking, jogging, can help you relieve stress and alleviate high blood pressure. It can help you not only lose weight, but if you're diabetic, guess what? It'll help your diabetes. So activity, physical activity, or just activity, walking, jogging, bowling, any kind of activity.
Do you know anyone who might like fishing for a hobby, Charles?
Oh,
fishing. Oh, yeah.
I love to fish.
Right. We had Mike Ulrich on a few weeks ago. His tournament's coming up, isn't it? March 4th?
March 10th and 11th.
10th and 11th.
Is the fishing tournament.
Yeah.
And it'll be held over in Cape Coral. That's a perfect way, a beautiful way.
I have to say something right now, Charles, because I can hear a lot of people sitting there right now, sitting there and saying, I'm blind.
Let's have people call in and tell us.
But I have a lot of people I know. They're sitting on that sofa right now, listening to this show, and they're saying is, I'm blind. I can't do anything. I'm visually impaired. I can't do anything. And that's false, because we know people that are totally blind that fish. Right, Charles?
That's right.
Bowl, we know people that bowl that are totally blind.
Ski.
Yes.
Right. So we know a lot of people do a lot of things that are totally blind. So the only difference between them and you is they get off their rear end and they do something. They're positive. You're sitting there negative saying, I'm blind. I can't do anything. Well, guess what? There's more to life than your eyesight. Is that right, Charles?
There is much more that you can do. You can do it by yourself. You can do it with a sighted friend. There's bicycling. Bicycling? I'm blind. I can't bicycle. Yes, you can. They have tandem bicycles where the sighted person rides up front, mm-hmm. the blind person rides in the back, mm-hmm. and you both pedal, the sighted person steers, and you're getting exercise, you're relieving stress. Okay, that's only one thing. There's jogging. Well, I'm blind, I can't jog. Yes, you can. There's a way that you can do it. We've had people that were professional photographers on the air
that are totally blind.
Totally blind. They lost their vision and they still take photographs. You can do it.
What about Kyle Kuhn? He's a triathlon athlete.
Yes.
He climbs mountains, he skis.
And he's blind.
He does everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about shooting? You used to shoot before you went blind and lost
practice.
Your vision? Yeah, so you can still shoot. You just have to figure out how to do it.
And Greg Lindbergh, he's a big proponent of beatball.
Yes.
Baseball. He
beatball.
Loves that. Yep.
Yes. There are local leagues mm-hmm. for beatball. There are statewide leagues, national leagues, and international tournaments of beatball.
Why don't you explain to everybody, Charles, how that works? Do you know?
I know?
A little bit. A little
do
bit.
Do I know?
Oh,
a
you
little
do know.
Bit.
Oh, my God. He's got an encyclopedia
do,
on beatball.
Do I know? You came to the right person.
All right.
We call it beatball, but it's actually beep. B-E-E-P.
Beatball.
Beep, beep.
Beep baseball. You hit a ball mm-hmm. and it makes a sound, a beeping sound, and you hit the ball, you run the base, and you run home. It's easy, it's fun, it's enjoyable, it's relaxing, and it gets rid of stress. Bowling, they have ramps. You can't see, you don't know how to bowl. You put the ball on the ramp, it rolls down the alley and hits the pins. You're bowling, mm-hmm. totally blind, and you're having fun, and you're with other people.
Charles, not
yes.
to interrupt, would you like to take a caller?
Sure.
Where are they calling from?
Love to. Where are they calling
Winter
from?
Winter Park, Florida.
Winter Park, Florida?
All the way from
all the way
Winter,
Winter
Park.
Park, Florida. What's the name?
I bet you I could guess
yeah,
who it is.
Yeah, you guess.
Blind man.
There you go. Say hello.
Hey, blind man, what's up?
Hello, Charles, Dawn, Lynn, and Michael, Chris.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I want to let you know you mentioned something about bicycling. I do that every day, 5 days a week in my bedroom.
Well, that's right. You do have a
do my exercise
there.
Bike.
Yeah.
That relieves stress.
Yeah.
And another thing is if you're blind or whatever and you're stressed out, it's such a thing called the library and getting those digital books and sit down and read a book.
That's very
that's
true,
the way
Harry.
A lot of stress is focus on something else.
That's very true. That's
reading a book. That's my man.
Very
Gary
true.
Gary Sinclair.
I'm trying to get Michael to read. He's got that digital book now about baseball. He likes baseball, so I'm trying to get him to relieve his stress by reading that book. Oh, right, Michael?
That's right.
And you have a swimming okay. pool, Gary. Do you use it much?
Swimming pool, yeah.
Yeah,
when it's like 71 degrees right now.
Yeah.
But I use my swimming pool in the summertime, and I do my exercise on my bike, and that takes away a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm cooking on a grill.
Okay, well,
cooking on the grill.
All right.
That's Gary calling in from Winter Park. Thank you very much, Gary, right. calling in.
Thank you, Gary.
Gary,
have a good one, man.
All right,
okay,
Gary.
I want to do a
bye-bye.
Trivia.
Sure.
Let's do a trivia.
Ask Charles. He's the one. He's
trivia time.
Holding down the floor here.
We're gonna do trivia,
and we'll come back to you. Do trivia time.
I might be out doing something, relieving stress.
We'll come back to you in a minute. Let's do trivia time. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Tell me who's singing this song. Who's singing this song?
Let them listen. It's a beautiful song.
Where is that old friend gone, lost in a February song?
So who's singing that? So that's a tough one, Lynn. You picked a tough one there. 407-894-1680. I don't think anybody's going to get that one. Anybody
I'm
in this
sure
country calling in, I don't care where you are.
In our nation.
In Iowa.
Will prove you
Boston,
wrong.
Philly. Anybody calling in. It's $10 gift card waiting for you for
Come
Dunkin'
on,
Donuts.
Listeners, call his
$10
bluff.
Gift card. Who's singing that song? That's a tough one. 407-894-1680. You want to play a little more of that song?
Yes, it's beautiful.
A little bit more. It's a good song.
It's beautiful.
Nobody ever heard
song.
It, though. You know who it's singing?
I know who it is.
No, you don't. You know who it is? No, you don't.
It's in front of your eyes. It's in front of your eyes. And I never
Okay, I'm going to give somebody 2 minutes. That's it. Two more minutes, because I don't think anybody's going to get this song.
Only 2 minutes?
That's it. I'll play another trivia if they don't get it. An easier one. 407-894-1680. What?
You said an easier one.
Yeah, this one's tough. Do you know it?
Not really.
No, okay.
Not really. I don't think it's that tough.
No, you know who it is, Chris? Because you played it, so you know. But if you... listening to on the radio, if you were sitting in your car driving down the street, you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, I mean, I know music.
Yeah,
I'd have figured it out, but I just need to listen to it some more to get the voice.
You played about at least 30 seconds of it.
More than that.
More than that.
Yeah.
All right. 407-894-1680. Charles?
Okay.
What? Let me go back to Charles we're talking
about. Yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, Charles.
Yes.
We're waiting for someone to call in.
While we're waiting for someone to call in.
Yeah, but nobody's going
to
call in.
We're back to relieving stress.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about the tandem bicycling. We talked about a little bit blind man Gary talking about being in his pool and bicycling. How about, we talked about bowling and shooting. What about activities, you know, we talk about, we're here for the blind, the visually impaired, but also at the same time we talk about ADA. There are blind, they're paralyzed, they're cripples, they're
blind
know,
and deaf.
Yeah,
ushers.
Deaf, blind.
Well,
all kinds of ADA certified or verified conditions, but there are activities. There's scuba diving, there's Winter Olympics where you can ski, they have adaptive
everything
skis.
He's talking about, don't forget, blind people have been doing. So if you're thinking about what blind person is going to ski, there is skiers that are blind.
Yes, there
well,
are.
What about acting or singing? As a stress
yes.
relief.
Role yes. playing. Yeah. Acting,
That's
singing.
That's a good idea, Chris.
How
That's,
about calling this radio? How about calling this radio show?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, how about calling this
show
radio show? Picking up the phone and dialing 407-894-1680.
Yeah, we purposely left this hour open so people could call in and contribute to the conversation.
Well, they don't want to because they're blind and they can't pick up the phone and dial the number.
Well, you know, there's some people out there, there's some good talkers out there. We have one here. But
you know who I miss right now? Right this second, I know who would have called in.
Who?
Joe.
Joe Pilato. Joe, yes.
Oh
Joe
would have been.
Joe
called, right, Chris?
Yeah.
He would have been on the horn.
Yes. Yeah. Joe.
Everybody's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yes. But talking on the phone, some people love to talk on the phone. That's stress relieving.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was me. That
really?
Was me. Yeah.
Really?
Talking on the phone.
Yes.
As talking on the phone.
Absolutely.
I'm not a phone talker.
I'm not either,
hey,
Chris.
Hey, but you're a microphone talker. You talking.
Come
on now. Yes. So whatever you think of.
We just got a call. Maybe somebody has an idea. For
you think so?
Or they're calling about the trivia.
But whatever you can do to relieve stress activity-wise, skiing, scuba diving, blind people scuba. Yes, blind people scuba. There are several.
There's always something that you can do, whether you're visually impaired or blind, to do something to get away from your stress. Always something, whether it's picking up the phone and calling people, talking about nonsense, listening to a sports show that I love to listen to sports. There's always something that you can do.
That is correct.
Oh.
Going to the...
So who's on the line?
Well, this is interesting. We have Kay from Buffalo, New York.
Kay from Buffalo, New York. Kay from Buffalo,
up
New York.
Up there in the cold weather.
It's warm.
What? Oh, it's warm?
It's warm?
Hi, Kay.
Hello.
How are you?
Has anyone guessed the voice yet?
No.
Prove him wrong, Kay.
Kay.
Wait.
Before you tell me, I want to know one thing. Are you calling from Buffalo, New York?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Okay, how'd you know about the show in Buffalo, New York?
Well, someone from Iowa called me to tell me about the guest that was going to be on, and I wanted to hear that, so I turned it on.
Okay, well, hope you like the show. Keep on listening. So tell me, who do you think singing that song that nobody else is going to guess except you?
It's Josh Groban.
Yes!
You got it!
Congratulations!
Woo-hoo! All right,
yes, you just won. See, it pays to listen. You just won $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. You got Dunkin' Donuts up in Buffalo?
Of course. Yes, we do.
Well, now you're just going to get a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, I hear the music again, so
that's
I love
right.
it. Don't you love him, Kay?
No, I do not.
You don't love what?
Oh, you don't love Josh, or you don't love the donuts?
I don't love Josh Groban.
Okay, but you knew who it was, I think. But you knew who it was.
Yeah, no one sings like that. He causes stress.
Oh, he causes stress, okay.
That's a different kind of stress, Kay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, are you enjoying the show?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Hope you like it.
And we have a lot more during the second hour.
Are you visually impaired?
I am fine, yes.
Okay, good. Well, that's what the show's all about. So I'm sure if you keep on listening, you'll hear a lot of things about blindness and visually impaired. And the show is meant to be fun,
right.
Informative, supposed to laugh.
Beyond, sometimes, right, Michael? Blind and beyond.
Well, blind and
we
beyond.
Never know what
and
we're going
to sometimes
talk about.
You want to tell me off, you pick up the phone and call me and tell me off. As long as you don't curse, you can tell me off. So that's
are
what the show's all about.
Are all three of you blind?
Let's see. Let's
I'm blind. Charles is blind. Both women here are not blind. No, the men are blind. Hello?
That's her.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Her equipment.
So the men are, I'm blind. Charles is blind. My wife is not blind, and his wife is not blind. So the two women are sighted, and the two men are blind.
And Chris is sighted.
And Chris, our engineer, he better be sighted as far as all the machinery back there. But yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, keep on listening and call in another day and hope you enjoy the interview with Emily in the second hour, Emily.
So how do I get this gift card?
Oh, you're going to...
Oh, hold on.
Thank you. Just, we're going to put you on hold. Don't go away. And the answer is he will send you, give him your address off the air.
Chris will take
your
information.
And you'll give him the information and we'll send you out to 10... You'll get in about 10 days, 2 weeks.
Okay, great.
Okay.
That's very nice. Congratulations.
Keep on listening.
Thank you for calling.
And call in at other times and say hello.
Okay. Oh,
what's doing in Buffalo?
Nice meeting
right.
you,
Kay. Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was
Bye.
Exciting.
Yes, that
From
was
Florida
great.
From Florida to Buffalo. Iowa to Buffalo.
I have to tell Gary, you got somebody from Buffalo. That's where Gary's from is Buffalo.
So you're talking about blind man.
Blind man Gary. That's
yes.
where he's from, Buffalo.
Yes.
The Radio Land is my witness.
Yes.
Somebody knew the artist.
Yes.
Yes, other
I'm
than
shocked.
Myself.
There you I'm go. Shocked. You didn't know it. You didn't
yes,
know
I
it.
Did.
No, you didn't.
All right.
I'm shocked. I didn't know it.
Well, that was really cool. Well,
I did not know
she
it.
She said
I
it was warm it. Up there today. Did you yeah. hear her say that?
So I admit it. I did not know it.
That was warm how we relieve stress.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what else, Charles?
Oh, there is so much more to talk about as far as relieving stress is concerned. Don't.
Oh, we have another caller. Okay.
Don't get into arguments with your spouse.
Oh, that's no fun. You have arguments.
My wife, I love her, and she still yells at me.
My wife yells at me, too.
When?
All right, on that note, let's take another caller. We have Eugene from Clearwater calling
Eugene
in.
Hey, from Eugene. Clearwater.
Hey, Mike and Lynn, how y'all doing?
All right, how you doing?
And by the way, Eugene, I know before we came here, my wife told me who we sent out the gift cards to, so yours just went out. Just
it
wanted
did.
To tell you.
It did.
So don't yell at me. It's not about my
tomorrow's
fault.
Tomorrow's the holiday, so.
It's not about my fault, Eugene. So if you didn't get your gift card,
okay.
It's not my fault. It's my wife's. What?
Thought about having Greg pick it up last week when he was there.
Did you say you thought about having Greg, what did you say, pick it up?
Thought about having Greg get it when he was there last week, bring it back to me.
Oh, actually, that was a couple of weeks ago already. He came on the 5th.
Yeah.
Time is flying.
Anyway, the way I relieve stress, I have 3 dogs.
There you go.
That I play with.
There you go. I have 2 and I
got
play with
a little Yorkie. A little Yorkie. I sit in a chair with her, and she sleeps in my arms.
What's her name?
Her name is Molly.
Molly.
That's neat.
Well, that's the best way.
I have a cat that does that.
Hey, Eugene, are you visually impaired? I never asked that question.
Yeah, I'm almost close to being totally blind, but I have a little bit of light perception.
Okay.
Do you go to the lighthouse in near which is the one near Clearwater?
The lighthouse of Pinellas.
Oh, okay. Pinellas County. Yeah.
Yeah, I went through there, and then I ended up going into Pinellas Council of the Blind, and I was the membership secretary for 4 years. And then I ended up becoming the president now.
There you go. Talking to Presidente.
Whoa.
There you go.
And I support, we have a New Vision support group that meets once a month.
Okay.
At the Pinellas Talking Book Library.
Do you tell about our show? Your show? Do you tell them about it?
Yes. Good. And we also have, the Lighthouse has alumni meeting that once a month, too.
Well, tell them what day of the month it is.
On the Lighthouse meetings on the first Thursday of the month, and the New Vision Support Group meetings on the second Thursday of the month.
Okay.
Good. Very good.
So you can call in all the time about Clearwater, whatever you're doing
Absolutely.
Over there. Calls in all the time. Or you can write to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
I'd be happy to read any PSAs that you have, Eugene.
Anything you want to say about Clearwater, you're open to do it. No problem.
Okay.
And what are your other 2 dogs' names?
The other dogs is Gigi and Maggie.
Oh, wow. All girls.
All girls.
And you say that helps to relieve your stress.
Yeah. Well,
3 girls.
Having pets is a great hobby.
That's
Thank
good,
you,
Eugene.
I sit in a recliner. I have one on one side, one on the other side, and then one down in between my legs.
They
all go to sleep there while I listen to read my books.
That's great.
That's terrific.
Well,
thank you for calling in. We love hearing from
That's
you.
That's right.
And keep on calling in. And keep on listening.
All right, y'all take care.
You too.
Thank you, Eugene.
Have a good night.
Thank you. We're going to break.
Bye-bye.
Stay
Bye-bye.
Tuned. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming on for Blind and Beyond.
Wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040. Or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We are back. Yes, we are. And anyone else who wants to call in and talk about how you relieve yourself from stress? Maybe some of you don't even have stress. You're just sitting there, nothing bothers you. You come and go, and, well, that's not me. I wish I could do that way. That's not me.
Hey, you have to be pretty laid back, you know, to have nothing bother you.
Right. Well, I know some people like that.
You do?
Yeah.
Nothing bothers them.
Nope. We take Sheila. Nothing bothers her.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
She's laughing. They go to the phone
ringing now.
Yeah, we'll be getting a call.
And guess who it'll be?
The phone will be ringing
That's
shortly.
That's so funny.
So, anyway.
Yeah. You guys talk about stress. I'm getting ready for the second hour.
Stress? Who has stress? No one has stress here.
Dawn, you have stress?
Oh, sure, I have stress.
Yeah.
It's called Charles.
No, he's not stressed. I have to give him credit.
It can affect you different ways. If I was stressed out always because of business, that's what stressed me out, because all my life I was in the business world and I was very competitive. I was in the garment industry.
I don't know the way you used to be.
And I was a type A personality, right, Lynn?
No, how about AAA personality?
AAA, and my wife says AAA personality. And I was always running. I mean, it wouldn't be unusual.
Yelling at people on the phone in the middle of the street, pacing back and forth. Where are those samples? When are we going to ship? What? I want it now.
You know what I did once? I shouldn't even tell you this, but since nobody really is listening, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you the secret that I did. I was in our factory, in my factory, in Philadelphia, and we were making clothes, making samples. And we needed the samples I needed it for Saturday, and this was Friday, and we were a long way to go. So I went, and they were ready to leave to go home. And I ran to the door, and I said, nobody leaves! Nobody's leaving this place until those samples are done. Go back to the sewing machines. Nobody, and I mean nobody's going home until those samples are done. And the women were screaming, and they were yelling at me in Chinese, and I didn't really care because I wanted my samples. So if you wonder how I get stressed out, perfect example. That was one example of how I got stressed out and how I stressed out other people, to say the least.
Yeah, I was about to say you caused a lot of stress.
But that's one example. And I was rushing always for airplanes. And that was my life, stressed.
But I don't stress. And I really don't. My wife say, babe, you don't let nothing bother you. And I figure, why? If it happened, it is what it is. It was meant to happen for whatever the case.
You have a great, easygoing personality.
So I just, you know, if I do send myself getting stressed, this is the way I can tell I'm stressed. I'm ready to start bench pressing people.
Bench-stressing people.
That's why I played football.
My point exactly. My football career is over with. Yeah. So I get a chance to do it in another light.
Chris, you know, you just mentioned, Michael just mentioned planes. When we had our 20th anniversary party, I got this cake made. And on top of the cake was Michael running down the runway trying to catch the plane because it was made for his flight. It was an airplane made out of, you know, cake, icing, and all that. And there's Michael on this runway.
407-894-1680. Listen to
that
phone number.
Cake, Michael?
Yeah. 407-894-1680. Well, if you want to call in, talk about anything you have to do about stress. What?
No, I just wanted to tell everybody to hang tight because right on the other side of the break, we're going to have Emily Wharton, who is the new director of the Iowa Department for the Blind in Des Moines,
Ooh,
Iowa.
Ooh, yeah.
How do you like them apples? So hold on, and we'll get to meet Emily on the other side of the break.
Yeah, we have a lot more coming in.
We do.
Absolutely. And folks, why don't you go to our website sometime? We have a lot going on in it. Check it out. Blind. Yeah. And beyondradioshow.org. And if you miss a show, they're all there. You can listen to any show, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's right. And we're going to break. Stay tuned. The second hour coming up. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Bump, 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 bump